Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
You told me about something I thought very interesting, and this is coming up on Tuesday, November 12th in the evening, 6 to 7:30 at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center in Greenville. And this is an art and photo exhibit done by Lakes Regional Community Center. Tell me.
Yes, this is the Lakes Regional MHMR, you know, or Mental Health, Mental Retardation. And yes, what used to be, it's called Community Center now. These are the adult clients, patients that are there at the center. Some of them are able to do some work and some things like that. But then a lot of them, it's, you know, sort of a daycare option. And one of the things that's so marvelous is a few years ago, they hired the incredibly talented Shirley Harrison to be their art teacher. And so she has really done wonderful work with creating sculptures. And then they work with someone else at the center that does photography. And so this art exhibit, it may be painting, it may be sculpture, whatever they may have been doing, but whatever it is, there is a both a childlike quality, but there is also an uninhibited quality about the work that is simply wonderful, and the photographs are amazing.
I can imagine.
Yes, that they do it, and so the exhibit is open to the public that evening, and they give awards out, and it's, you know, it's just really, really wonderful. And so, if anyone is interested in art, this is one of my favorite art-related evenings of the year.
Is Shirley Harrison from Greenville?
She is not originally, but she's lived there for 40, 50 years, raised her kids there.
Well, that's so kind of being from Greenville.
I think she's from Greenville. She married a Greenville guy.
Yeah, you don't have to be born there.
Well, she is, in my opinion, then yes, she is definitely from Greenville.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Yes.
So that is Tuesday, November 12th, 6 p.m. at Fletcher Warren Civic Center. And so another thing in your newsletter caught my eye. City of Greenville is doing a new comprehensive plan, and 6:30 Thursday, November 14th, and this also is at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center, which is a happening place.
Yes, it is.
they're inviting the public in to give their ideas about what should be in the City of Greenville comprehensive plan.
Yes, and from what I understand about this, they've got a consultant that they're working with, who is interviewing people and trying to listen and see what needs to be done. They're looking at approaching, I think, everything from maintenance issues to quality of life issues. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be, you know, it's a pretty broad range, I think, at this point, and then eventually to be distilled down. So I think anyone that's interested in helping or having a voice in this, it's a great possibility.
Should have a pretty wide range of ideas expressed at that meeting.
Because I suspect there will be.
People be all over the map.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, my thought goes to what Sulphur Springs has done in recent years, and that started with a comprehensive plan, and Greenville might go a totally different direction and not have anything in mind like that at all, but it's remarkable what's happened over there.
Absolutely, so. It is. And whatever the results may be, it would be fabulous if we did end up with whatever it was being something that helped transform and make life better in our city.
You bet. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and lots going on as we move toward the holiday season. So something, of course, when Christmas time comes around, one of the perennial things is It's a Wonderful Life,
the
movie. And we have a local production of It's a Wonderful Life coming up.
We do, and I think that's going to be very interesting. It is done by Greenville Theater Works, which is our new theater company. This will be their second season and the first performance of the second season. And this is being staged as a 1940s-era radio play. So it's not, you know, because this was originally, of course, a black and white movie.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're staging it as though you would be listening to it. They're going to have 8 actors that are going to do over 40 voices.
Wow.
In this in this to create all the different characters, George Bailey and all of the other characters. Yep. It's going to be, I understand, almost word for word, the story of the movie.
Well, in those days, by the way, a lot of times movies were recreated as radio programs. So it would not surprise me. In fact, I'm almost certain that It's a Wonderful Life was presented as a network radio program in the 40s.
It very well could have been. And that would make a lot of sense for that to have been the case. And I hope, in fact, I, from what Kevin Banks, who is the director of the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, has said to me, tickets are already selling for it. And so he feels very, it feels like it's going to be embraced as a, as for what it is, which I think is going to be a wonderful evening.
And this will be at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, GMA. So Friday and Saturday night, the November 22nd and 23rd at 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon at 2.
It's which is perfect for right before Christmas, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Now, whoever has the Jimmy Stewart role has a tough assignment.
Oh,
there.
Don't they? I know.
It would be almost impossible to do that role and not have Jimmy Stewart in your head, you know. And
I think you're right.
To do it somehow differently than he did, but it would be fascinating to see. So I'm looking forward to that.
And so am I.
Hope to make it there.
Details again are in my newsletter.
Yeah, just go to PUD's Facebook page for Housewarmers of Greenville. There's a link to this. And
yes,
very
there is.
Very very helpful. Okay.
And there's and we have not even touched the
right.
surface of what all is going on.
That's right.
There's a great lot, and I hope that people will find the newsletter. Read it. There's a link to subscribe, and then they will take advantage of all these great things going on.
Definitely. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You know I always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.